Open your book to page 70.
Unit 10. Study Habits.
Lesson 1. Let's get started.
Warm up.
A. Look and listen.
Number 1.
Are you ready for the English test tomorrow?
Yes, I am. Are you ready for the speech contest next week?
Well, not yet.
Number 2.
Do you think I should tell my parents?
No, I don't.
Do you think I should take off my shoes?
Yes, I do.
Number 3.
I'm worried about the math test tomorrow.
Don't worry, you'll do fine. The soccer match is tomorrow. I'm nervous.
Don't worry, you'll be great.
B. Listen again.
Number 1.
Are you ready for the English test tomorrow?
Yes, I am. Are you ready for the speech contest next week?
Well, not yet.
Number 2.
Do you think I should tell my parents?
No, I don't.
Do you think I should take off my shoes?
Yes, I do.
Number 3.
I'm worried about the math test tomorrow.
Don't worry, you'll do fine. The soccer match is tomorrow. I'm nervous.
Don't worry, you'll be great.
Language.
A. Look, guess, and listen.
Number 1.
Are you ready for the party?
Number 2.
Do you think we can finish cooking in an hour?
Yes, I do.
Number 3.
Don't worry, we still have time.
B. Listen again and repeat.
Number 1.
Are you ready for the party?
Number 2.
Do you think we can finish cooking in an hour?
Yes, I do.
Number 3.
Don't worry, we still have time.
Go to page 71.
Integration.
A. Listen and read. Are you ready for the test tomorrow?
No, I'm not.
You always study with the radio on.
What's wrong with listening to the radio?
It's hard for you to concentrate.
Do you think I should turn it off?
Yes, I think you should. B. Listen again and repeat. Are you ready for the test tomorrow?
No, I'm not.
You always study with the radio on.
What's wrong with listening to the radio?
It's hard for you to concentrate.
Do you think I should turn it off?
Yes, I think you should. Open your book to page 72. Lesson 2. Study Habits.
Listen and read.
If you have good study habits, you can save time and effort. Here are some tips to help you keep good study habits.
Discover your most efficient time.
Some people study better in the morning, others at night. It is important to discover your most efficient time.
Set up a study area.
Find a good place to study. It will help you concentrate. You should avoid noisy places. Also, a good desk lamp is important. Your eyes get tired easily when there's not enough light.
Have good class habits.
Listen carefully to your teacher. Careful listening in class means less work later. It is also important to take good notes. They will help you remember the important things.
Maintain good health.
You can concentrate better when you are in good health. When you concentrate better, you study better.
Study every day.
You should review the day's notes and lessons after school. It'll help you to remember. If you have good study habits, you can save time and effort. Here are some tips to help you keep good study habits.
Discover your most efficient time.
Some people study better in the morning, others at night. It is important to discover your most efficient time.
Set up a study area.
Find a good place to study. It will help you concentrate. You should avoid noisy places. Also, a good desk lamp is important. Your eyes get tired easily when there's not enough light.
Have good class habits.
Listen carefully to your teacher. Careful listening in class means less work later. It is also important to take good notes. They will help you remember the important things.
Maintain good health.
You can concentrate better when you are in good health. When you concentrate better, you study better.
Study every day.
You should review the day's notes and lessons after school. It'll help you to remember. Open your book to page 74. Lesson 3, Language Focus.
Pronunciation.
A. Listen and repeat.
Have, have, habits, habits.
Have good class habits.
Heel.
Horse.
Hot.
B. Listen, mark, and repeat.
Discover your most efficient time.
Discover.
Discover.
Number 1.
It will help you concentrate.
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 Number 2.
It'll help you to remember.
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 C. Listen to the intonation carefully and repeat.
The soccer match is tomorrow. I'm nervous.
Don't worry, you'll be great.
The soccer match is tomorrow. I'm nervous.
Don't worry, you'll be great. Open your book to page 76.
Conversation.
A. Listen and repeat.
Are you ready to travel to Korea?
Yes. I studied Korean history and culture. I also have a guidebook.
Good. I bet it'll be very useful.
Do you think I should bring a Chinese-Korean dictionary?
No, I think it'll be too heavy.
It's my first time going to Korea. I'm so nervous.
Don't worry. You'll love it. Are you ready to travel to Korea?
Yes, I studied Korean history and culture. I also have a guidebook.
Good. I bet it'll be very useful.
Do you think I should bring a Chinese-Korean dictionary?
No, I think it'll be too heavy.
It's my first time going to Korea. I'm so nervous.
Don't worry, you'll love it.
This is the end of Unit 10.